We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular.
Today's show is titled Quill's Postcards Lava Park Adventure. If you enjoy this episode, remember to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Today is a very special show. We just received some brand new postcards from Quill, our alien pen pal who lives on the planet Quark. Today's postcards are all about Quill's birthday celebration at a lava park. Let's hear what our alien friend has to say. Hello again, Earth kids. Quill here. It was my birthday on Saturn Day, and guess where I went? To a lava park! I invited my two best friends, Beulah and Nova.
Hooray! Let's go!
First, we went on the bumper ships. Nova collided with Beulah and made a sonic boom! After that, we went on the swinging asteroid ride. The asteroids start out flying in a slow circle. Then they speed up and start going berserk. It was a really fun ride, but it gave me the dizzies. Next, all three of us piled onto a raft and we raced down the black hole slide. We started at the top and then slid down a tube in the pitch black darkness. Then, near the bottom, I could see a bright light at the end of the tunnel. We flew out of the black hole chute like a shooting star and landed on a Milky Way cloud. All of these rides were making me hungry, so we met my parents over by the magma pool and had some moon cake. They all sang Happy Space Birthday to me.
Happy, happy space birthday!
Mom said we had to wait 45 minutes after eating before we were allowed to go swimming in the magma pool. So we took a little break and had some rest, and then hopped into the pool. Beulah made some big waves, and Nova made some sonic splashes. Then we had a space race. We all swam from one end of the magma pool to the other. I asked Mom who won the race. She laughed and said,
"It was a tide."
For the last ride of the day, Beulah and Nova really wanted to ride down the Valiant Volcano Lava Slide. It's the tallest ride in the whole park. You have to climb all the way up to the top of a towering volcano. I'm very afraid of heights, so the idea of going down this ride was pretty scary. I gathered up my courage, and Beulah, Nova, and I climbed to the top of the volcano. Then, one by one, my friends went down the slide. I was really sweating. I mean, it's a lava slide. If I really wanted to, I could have just turned around and walked back down. But then I thought, it's my birthday. Maybe now that I'm a year older, things won't be so scary. So I hopped on the fireproof inner tube and rode down the lava slide. Wahoo! My parents and friends were very shocked to see me go down the slide.
Holy space cow!
Needless to say, I made a big splash. We all had so much fun at the park. It was out of this world! That's all for now, Earth Kids. More postcards coming soon. Until then, here's some more funky space music for you to listen to. Hope you have a blast! Thanks, Quill. I'm so glad you overcame your fear of heights and took a ride down the lava slide. Also, thanks again for sharing some more funky space jams with us. If you would like to see some of Quill's postcards at the lava park, go to storyspectacular.com and click on Quill's postcards. While you're there, you can also find out how to send in a postcard of your own. They are out of this world! I just love getting letters, don't you? Well, today is our lucky day because we have another letter to read. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
Today's Animail comes from our listener, Stephen the Seagull. He writes, Dear Angie and friends, my name is Stephen the Seagull. I have traveled all around the world and I have seen every ocean. I just finished listening to the episode about Lawrence the Lighthouse. I love visiting lighthouses. They are the perfect place to stop and rest. I like to sit on the tip top of the towering lighthouse and look at the spectacular views. One time, I even got to visit Lawrence. I flew into the bay where he lives and landed on top of his head. He asked,
Who are you?
Why, I'm Stephen the Seagull, I replied. He said,
Well, if you're a seagull, why aren't you in the sea? Right now you're in the bay, so maybe I should call you a bagel.
Lawrence and I both laughed at the funny joke. He is now one of my favorite lighthouses to visit. Maybe I will fly to a beach near you someday. But for now, thanks for the show, and I can't wait to hear more episodes of Story Spectacular. Signed, Stephen the Seagull. Thanks for the silly story, Stephen. I'm really glad you got to meet Lawrence the Lighthouse. Looking forward to reading more Animail from our animal listeners soon. We sure hit the jackpot with all of our wonderful mail today. We heard from Quill, our space alien friend from the planet Quark. We learned about his awesome adventure at the lava park. Happy birthday, Quill! We also read some Animail from our animal listener, Stephen the Seagull. I love getting mail, and I can't wait to read more.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, check out Quill's postcards. You can send a message too. Follow Story Spectacular on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. You can even leave some comments on our Facebook page. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. This helps get the word out so that others can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening.
Happy Space Birthday!